On October the 1st, 1975, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier were meeting together to fight for the third time. They had already fought twice, they had won one fight each, and they were fighting now in Manila to determine who was the best. Ali dubbed the fight the Thriller in Manila, and that's exactly what it was. For 14 rounds, these two men stood toe-to-toe in the middle of that ring, in the hot, humid atmosphere of Manila. Muhammad Ali was well ahead in points. It is said that Frazier had taken hundreds of punches to his face and couldn't see out of one of his eyes. His whole face was swollen up. Whenever he took the stool at the end of the 14th round, he was exhausted. He was about to stand up to go out into the 15th round whenever his manager Eddie Futch put his hand upon his shoulder and said, "Sit down, son, it's over. But nobody will forget what you did here tonight." Unknown to Frazier's corner, Ali himself was on the brink of quitting. Whenever he was interviewed at the end of the fight, he said, "I felt as if I was in the near room to death. I felt as if I was in the near room to death." What a statement. King David in the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel chapter 20, was fleeing from King Saul. His life was under threat. And in 1 Samuel 20 and verse 3, David said something similar to Muhammad Ali all of those years later. He said, "There is but a step between me and death." And friends, as we live our lives in this world, there's just a step between us and death. This world that we're living in is but the near room to death. We're never far away from death. In life, we're in the midst of death. People are dying all around us. And we're going down the valley one by one. And there's just a step between us and death. We do not know when we will die, where we will die, or how we will die. But we're sure and certain that we will die. It's the one thing in life we can be absolutely sure of. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. There's just a step between us and death. Nothing that keeps the body and soul together apart from the skin and your ribs. Every heartbeat, every breath is a gift of God. Daniel said to the evil king in his day, "The God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified?" There's just a step between us and death. We're in the near room to death. But there's also just a step between the sinner and damnation. Not just a step between you and death, because death is not the end. A step between you and damnation. If you were to die right now in your unsaved state, on the authority of God's precious word, you would be lost in hell forever. That's a solemn thought. The Bible speaks about the rich man. Luke 16, he died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. He was lost forever, damned. But praise God, if you're still in the land of the living, and there's still breath in your lungs, and you've still got a heartbeat, there's just a step between you and deliverance. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. These are solemn thoughts. A step between you and death, a step between you and damnation, but just a step as well between you and deliverance. Why not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ even today? Call upon Him, put your faith and trust in Him, turn from your sin, and make sure it's well with your soul.